for music has been rediscovered in the love of expression and realizing, see, I realized that when I was like, man, I ain't really feeling music no more, it wasn't music that I wasn't feeling. It was the walking commercials that we call rap music. It, you know, everybody is selling a fucking sneaker. Everybody is selling a shirt. Every rapper around me is selling something. And I think more than music that I was disengaged with, it was consumerism that made me want to vomit in my mouth. It's the consumerism. Everybody wants somebody to buy something. And that's why I was giving away free CDs like Man in the Mirror, like The Manual, like Dangerous, May 18th. This is why you can get this from me for free, because I'm not caught up in the culture of consumerism. Yeah, I want you to buy El Che, but El Che is, man, I support my family and I'm able to bring you more music. Not, I need to live in the highest house on a mountain with tinted windows because I'm afraid of people coming here robbing me, even though I got all the money.
About the story of mine. 80 grand, my advance, put my name on the line. Yeah. I was young and hot, I was ready for a spot next to Kanye and Common, Festa, Mark Ronson. Press was responding. Yeah. Critically acclaimed, he like a mix between street and conscious, with humor, charisma, fresh for the listeners. We dropped brand new, then we gave it to the mixers. Some played it, some of y'all didn't. Gave it to BT, they ain't did nothing with it. Nope. Went up to MTV, they said, dog, and they ain't hitting. Nope. Went back up to the label, they said, fetch you bullshit.
Bullshit.
Now, even though I had a hot-ass album, a lot of y'all ain't know nothing about them. No tears, because it's clear what they fear in the mirror. Man, Mark disappeared, now I'm all that's left here. Man, fuck it. Life and I live it, so I love it. If I fall, I get up, dust it off, and keep trucking. I ain't mad at nobody. I don't blame y'all for nothing. The other day, Clive called, he gon' open the budget, and I'ma do it again. I'ma do it again. I ain't holding nothing back. I'ma do it again. I'ma. Yeah, look, and I ain't scared of nobody. I do it again. Get ready for El Che. He gon' do it again. Quest tour, the time of my life. The whole crew was there, Q-Tip, Jerobi, and Fife. We was ripping it every night, giving the fans they feel. But the only feeling I had, this can't be real. Imagine on the road with a group you grew up with. They got your back and even trying to help you blow up quick. I know God is real, cause he answered my prayers. One review even said my show was better than theirs. Called my mama up and told about it. We might even get some extra paid shows about it. I might even start acting and get some roles about it. Loud as hell at the airport, I was bold about it. To my surprise, the next day on the phone, Q-Tip was mad as hell saying I had to go home. He accused me of dissing him, said I shouldn't mention him. When I was at the airport, this guy was listening. Right behind me, grimy, the drama. It ain't even matter, I was talking to my mama. Only thing that I could do was just throw up my hands, apologize and ask Tip for a chance. Come on man, let me do it again. Let me do it again. Let me hop up on the stage, I'll do it again.